From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With Syria's February ceasefire showing signs of fraying, U.S. and Russia have announced plans to try to reinforce localized ceasefires in the coastal province of Latakia, as well as the Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta. Josh Earnest is President Obama's spokesperson.
So our hope is that by refreshing this agreement and focusing our attention on these two particular areas, we can build momentum again toward a broadly observed cessation of hostilities.
Word of the new agreement comes after 230 people were believed to have been killed in fighting between the government and rebels during the past week in Aleppo. U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members for their role in a deadly airstrike in Afghanistan last year that killed 42 and destroyed a hospital run by the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders. It also concluded the incident was not a war crime. The finding is consistent with a preliminary investigation released by the U.S. military in November when commanders emphasize that U.S. forces both on the ground and in the air did not intentionally target the hospital. More than 200 people, including three African presidents, attended the opening of a three-day summit near Mount Kenya, where activists and officials have gathered to discuss the future of Africa's elephants and their habitats. Poaching has escalated to alarming heights in recent years as 100,000 African elephants were killed between 2010 and 2012. Tens of thousands continue to be poached every year across the continent. This is VOA News. South Africa's High Court has ruled that state prosecutors must revisit a decision in 2009 to drop nearly 800 corruption-related charges against President Jacob Zuma. Tusa Kamalo has details.
The High Court's ruling could clear the way for President Jacob Zuma to again be charged with 783 counts of criminal offenses for alleged kickbacks in a 1999 state arms deal. Friday's ruling has caused jubilation from the country's opposition. The National Prosecuting Authority originally announced the charges in 2009, but the head of the NPA, Mokotete Mshe, then quickly dropped them, saying secret tape recordings had revealed that the timing of those charges was meant to stop Zuma from running for the office that year. The High Court said Friday that decision was irrational. This is just the latest in a recent string of scandals for Zuma. Tuso Kumalo, Johannesburg.
Former U.S. government employee has pleaded guilty to traveling to China to provide the Chinese government with restricted information about nuclear technology. Federal records show that Qing Ningwei admitted he was paid by the Chinese government for nuclear information while working as a manager of the Tennessee Valley Authority, a U.S. government-owned electric utility. U.S. Republican Party presidential frontrunner Donald Trump took his campaign to the state of California on Friday, bypassing hundreds of protesters outside the California Republican Party's annual convention.
That was not the easiest entrance I've ever made. My wife called. She said, there are helicopters following you, and we did, and then we went under a fence and through a fence, and oh, boy, I felt like I was crossing the border, actually. You know, it's true. I was crossing the border, but I got here.
More than 300 demonstrators swarmed outside the hotel near the San Francisco airport, forcing Mr. Trump to crawl under a fence to enter the hotel. Next primary election is Tuesday, with Republican and Democratic Party primaries in Indiana. Hillary Clinton is the Democratic Party frontrunner and is about 9 points ahead of Trump in the polls should the general election be held today rather than in November. Russian authorities seeking greater control of information on the Internet, with some who favor tighter restrictions looking to China. Russia's Safe Internet League, an influential lobby, hosted a first-ever forum in Moscow with China's top Internet censors, including Fang Bingxin, known as the father of the Great Wall of China. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.